Well, dozens of homes have been reduced to ashes, and thousands of hectares of forest land have totally been destroyed. And the impact of the fires will not by any means stop there, as there will be long-standing consequences on the environment and the climate in the prefecture of Attica as well. On the line to discuss the environmental disaster at hand is chemical engineer, ecologist, and member of the New Democracy Party, Ilhana Ruta, who has some insights on this issue. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mr. Tsiliopoulos, and thank you for the invitation.
Now,
although for a very sad incident, I'm afraid, for a catastrophe.
Ms. Ruta, we very rarely have a chance to say anything good about the environment these days. Now, may I ask you this? Gusty winds have played a huge part in spreading the wildfires, and firefighters put up a heroic battle against the flames. However, there is the sense that the state should have been more prepared to face this situation. Would you say the authorities have adequate firefighting strategies to deal with such catastrophes?
Mr. Tsiliopoulos, I will speak as a person working in a heavy industry for years, and more specifically as responsible for mapping out the emergency plans in case of an industrial accident, mm-hmm. such as fire, explosion, etc. So what I know from this experience is that while the incident is ongoing, one should focus on incident confrontation. The investigation on what went wrong should start immediately afterwards. Therefore, we should be very careful in extracting conclusions while the incident is still expanding. Of course, there is no doubt that the conditions were severe, and even the available firefighting equipment, airplanes, helicopters, were sometimes useless due to gusty winds, as you said. Furthermore, we had 65 starting fire points, and let us not forget that the main fire started at night. So under these extreme conditions, no fire equipment could be enough. As for the firefighting plans that you asked, of course, there are such plans, but the main question to be answered is whether these plans are properly updated, whether the adequate equipment and personnel is available at the critical moment, whether there is a proper coordination of all the authorities involved, as well as the training of volunteers, the information of all citizens in areas close to forests, and whether these plans are regularly checked and improved through drills.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from this, from the operational extinguishing capability, we should also focus on prevention. Prevention is even more important, taking into account all the changes we faced during those last decades in forests. I mean, the changes concerning their use and exploitation, the management of dangerous forest material, their effective supervision, etc.
Now, after the fires are completely extinguished, what do you expect should be done to restore the balance in the environment in the fire-struck areas, and how feasible is it under the present economic and social circumstances?
This is another really crucial chapter. We should do everything in compensating for this catastrophe. First of all, we should strictly keep the letter of the law that requires that forest remains forest. We say it, but we should keep this. No deviation from that. We should strictly avoid change of land use, because this change of land use is the biggest motive behind most fires in Greece, and which, from what we can see, unfortunately, was never strictly kept. And then we should cooperate with scientists in order to regenerate forests. This has not only to do with planting trees, but as we may know, with it has also to do with urgent earthworks as well, in order to avoid erosion and severe flooding during winter time. And since method is critical in order to avoid further catastrophe, all this has to be done under excellent scientific coordination and advice. We should be very careful on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked to friends and other people, many of these people, many people I've talked to, and even the General Secretary of the Communist Party, Aleka Paparija, voiced this opinion yesterday, they ascribe this latest fires to a well-organized plan aimed at appropriating choice tracts of land in the wider region. I think you kind of mentioned this in terms of the law. Do you share this opinion, then, that this is probably arson?
I could not say if this is a well-organized plan, but the truth is that this is not a new guess or a new evidence in this discussion. Unfortunately, it is well known that most of the fires in Greece are due to Asians, deliberate or even sometimes unintentional. And as I was reading in WWF report those days, only 5% of the fires are due to natural reasons, while all the rest, the 95%, to human factor. And half of the fires in Greece, those latest years, are due to Asians, and among them, half start deliberately. So, therefore, we should realize and abolish the incentive behind those criminal actions, which in most cases, as we said, change of land use and building in forest areas. We should avoid and abolish this motive.
So, having mentioned that, then, what could abolish these incentives? Could there be some legislative, some legal changes that should be made to prevent building on forest lands that makes people...
Perhaps we should make even better laws, but first of all, we should strictly apply the existing laws, because we have laws concerning these catastrophes. But we should strictly apply those existing laws, not only concerning the restriction of land use change, but also concerning the exemplary punishment of such actions. Furthermore, we should better organize forest land management through forest maps and real estate registry, which are, those are indispensable tools in forest protection against land grabbing, which, as we said, is the main motive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in the era of informational system, yes, in the era of free Google mapping, there is really no excuse for lack of archiving and registration in order to protect our natural wealth.
But there is this law that allows change of land use. Maybe that should be abolished completely.
Excuse me?
The law allows for change in land use.
Yes, there are some points that have to be ameliorated, and we should be very careful on that. But I think that there is also the problem of not keeping the letter of the law in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Guta. Your opinions are always well respected. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Mr. Tilopoulos.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.